Summertime is hard when you have kids because they always want to go to the beach, you know? I fucking hate the beach. The beach is the worst, you guys. Because honest to God, I have the body of a 12-year-old girl who is just starting to grow breasts. That's my body type. But I also have this. I have the mustache that grows 5 times faster than the rest of my facial hair. So I simultaneously look like a 12-year-old girl and a 14-year-old Mexican boy. If you average the two together, I look like a 13-year-old Latino transvestite. That's my look. It's not a good beach look, you guys. So I'm self-conscious about my body, you know, so I'm the guy who wears the t-shirt on the beach, you know? I'm t-shirt wearing guy on the beach. But I'm self-conscious about the fact that I'm wearing a t-shirt, so I lie about it, you know? My friends will be like, hey, why don't you take off your shirt? It's 102 degrees. And I'm like, you know what? I'm actually cold. Can you believe that? You see these goosebumps? I'm cold. You know who I hate? The guys who bring the football to the beach. Those guys are the worst too. I hate those guys. They're always a fucking cut and they carry the football and they always have that same look on their face, you know? Like everything is bullshit. They kind of look like this. For those of you listening at home, I just did an amazing rendition of a guy looking like everything was bullshit. And the one guy's always like, go deep. Go deep, dude, go deep. Dude, you're too close. I'm too strong, dude. If I throw it to you there, the ball will go through your chest, dude. Like a bunker-busting missile, dude. Go deep. For safety, dude, go deep for safety. I can neither catch nor throw a football. I don't know why that is, but I cannot do it. When I try to throw a football, it's like the ball itself has given me Down syndrome. I can't do it. I don't know why. And I can't catch it either. I cannot catch a football. Gay? Question mark. This is the position I assume when I'm trying to catch a football. Like I'm blocking the door in a hurricane. Because I know what's gonna happen when I try to catch a football. One of two things. Either I might jam a finger, right? When football guy jams a finger, he does it in a very masculine way. You know, he's like, oh fuck, jammed a finger. Walk it off. That's his solution to every problem. Walk it off. Oh fuck. Cancer, walk it off. Good, we're good to go, let's play. When I jam a finger, I become even more effeminate than I already am, and I lose the ability to curse in a coherent way. So when I jam a finger, oh shit, on my eyebrows! Ah, my eyebrows are like, you cut this and you're exposed! For those of you transcribing the show, your cunt is a yogurt spoon. I'll give you some time to jot that down. So either I'm gonna jam a finger, or worse, I'm gonna get the wind knocked out of me. The ball's gonna be coming, and before I know... And then there's that interminable silence. There's like a circle of people gathering around you. Cute girl in the bikini is like, what's wrong with him? He's got the wind knocked out of him. Walk it off, dude. Walk it off. Let's play. When I get the wind knocked out of me, I'm thinking, A, I'm dying. And I believe that to be the case, that I am in fact dying. But what's worse than that, I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to be dying in this fashion. On the beach, in my long sleeve shirt and my corduroy pants. That's not how I want to die. I've thought about this. I want to die the way Steve Irwin fucking died. With a fucking stingray barb to the heart. That is a man's death. If I could figure out a way to do that on the moon, that's how I would like to go.